Air quality alert. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 0700 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees.
K-A-9-S, X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw.
Good evening. This is K-E-H-D-C-Q. My name is Dave, and I'm taking GreenNet check-ins for the Sunday Night Net. If you wish to join, please come with your contact and your name.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KCAYGF. No traffic. Ron in Saginaw.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KFAEDQ, Mike from Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KEHPCQ, and I'm taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
KDADAZ, Minnie Burt, no traffic.
This is KEHPCQ. And we're taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. We'll get started with regular check-ins in a couple minutes here.
Air quality alert. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KEHPCQ, and I'm located in Bay City, Michigan. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Let me hold on a minute. Dog wants to talk. This net meets on the repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and just general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed ham radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, be sure to clearly state your call site, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or not. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Muth.
KCHYVF, Ron.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're up. I don't know if you heard us or not.
I did not. Okay. You weren't coming through at that point. Last one, did you get Bob in there?
Affirmative.
Okay, sir. Anyhow, good evening. Kind of a short lift tonight. People must be out enjoying the nice weather, a little cooler. It's been the last few days. Gives me a little break on the air conditioner. Get the windows open, let some of the breeze blow through. It's been nice at night down in the 50s, so that's been great. But I guess the rest of the week, no rain in the forecast, at least from the Weather Service. Channel 12.5 has got a 5-10% chance in there for a couple of the days, so probably not much, if any. And the temperatures are supposed to go back up. But anyhow, week was okay, another work week, weekend. Yesterday I worked around the house again, finished staining the fence panels that I needed to get done. So those got done. Today I went around the house and trimmed bushes, got things cleaned up. My wife's been working for the last few days on her front flower garden. Got that all cleaned up. So slowly she's been working her way around the house,
getting things done. So that's a good thing. She's got a couple of days off from babysitting the grandchildren. My daughter's got 2 days off from work, so she'll have the kids, and her wife's got a couple of days off, so that's a good thing for her. Just got back from a friend's 50th birthday party. He used to live behind us with his mother and grandparents when we first got married. My daughter was about 7 years old. So he just sent out an invitation. Yeah, he just turned 50. So we went over and visited with them and some of his relatives and that, and had a good time for the last couple of hours. So that's what the weekend's been. So back to you, Dave. Thanks for doing that, KC8YBF. Thanks, Ron. That sounds good. At least you're getting some stuff done. You know, that temperature was really hard. I know our 2 inches of rain that we got here in Bay City, the soil is still like concrete. With that said, KF8 EDQ Mike. Good evening.
Thanks for doing the net, Dave. This is KF8 EDQ. I am over in Saginaw Township at one of my friend's house at a pool party currently. We had a cookout. There are burgers, there are brats, there's chicken breasts, there's potato salad, and maybe about 10 people to try and eat it all. This last week was just a regular work week for me, working Monday through Friday and trying to take care of my dogs, and then during the weekend. Yesterday I went to the animal shelter and walked some dogs in the morning, did the same thing this morning, and I'm happy to announce we have some new volunteers that are coming in to help us take care of all these animals, so I'm happy about that. I guess I'll come up with a question, if that's okay. Do you prefer a hot tub or a pool if you were to put one in your house? Which one would you choose? This is KFA-EDQ, back to net.
Well, Mike, I can answer that one real quick. I had a pool for about 14 years, and it's now backyard with grass. And the hot tub thing, I don't know. That'd be a good fall and winter thing, I guess. That's the way I look at it. Next up, KD8-PAZ. Vinny, good evening.
Well, good evening, KD8-PCQ. This is KD8-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Got a good group in here. It's small, but that's okay. Enjoyed the meeting Friday night. I did make it out for that, and then breakfast Saturday morning. So today I haven't done nothing. Well, I put up beef roast and potatoes and carrots in my slow cooker, and that's what I had for my dinner. This is KD8-PAZ, back to KD8-PCQ.
Well, that beef roast and veggies sounds good, Minnie. They always are, nice and tender. KPR, Bob, good evening.
Well, good evening, everyone. Just got back from Lupton, a place up in Lupton. Spent Friday, Saturday, and most today up there. And on the way home, we left a little later, so we ended up having dinner at the Turkey Roost on 13 there. Get the senior plate. I don't need that much food. But, we don't stop in here often, but it's good when we do. And I personally had a in-ground pool, a 20 by 40 foot in-ground pool, and I had that for over about 30 years, me personally. But the pool would have been 50 years old next year. And I had it for at least 30 of those years, 31, maybe 32 years of those years. And I also had a hot tub and the pool at the same time. Well, I still have the hot tub. I don't have the pool anymore because the pump went out. The motor for the pump went out, the heat exchanger and the heater went out where it was leaking. The liner had a rip in it. The copine was coming up all around the edges. The cement was cracked. And I said, well, let me see what an estimate would be. Well, the estimate was $37,000 to fix everything. you know, to get it back in shape. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Just, we're just going to fill it in. So I had everything tore out and it filled in. So now I just got a hot tub. I'm just, didn't feel like investing that kind of money, and it wasn't going to add anything for resale, so. But that's about it for this round. Back to Net, any KPR.
Now that's kind of what happened to us, Bob. It just got expensive to repair and even more expensive to tear it out and replace it. So it's a one, unfortunately. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your contact and your name.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, WADW. Good evening there, Dave. I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks for doing that. Catch your wound on the log. WADW out.
Thank you, David. Any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come with your call sign and your name. Before we ask again, I'll take my turn. This week started out with my iPhone dying, so I had to go get a new one, and I'm still learning that. We did get everything transferred, and that worked okay. And we took a ride and went down to Sam's and Cabela's from Bay City and had some stuff we picked up, got home, and discovered that the water dispenser died. So we took a drive back to Sam's, got the water dispenser, and Friday I drove up to Interlaken and picked up our new dog. So it's been a rather eventful week. With that said, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. Let's go to the top. 7-3 round. KC8YVF. Good evening again, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. Not much else going on, at least this weekend. Coming up Tuesday night, is National Night Out for around the country. Saginaw County will be doing theirs at the Saginaw Township Soccer Field on McCarty Road between Bay Road and Mackinac. Setup begins at 5 o'clock. The event starts about 6, runs to about 9 o'clock at night. Weather looks to be great, at least. No rain in the forecast, which is good. Last year we got rain in the morning, and they had to make some contingency plans for all the vehicles and things out there. Everything had to park on the pavement, so they couldn't put anything up on the fields for display, so it kind of squished everything in last year. But we don't look to have that problem this year. We've got, I think, 4 or 5 people that have signed up to work the event. And basically what we do, we just showcase amateur radio. We'll have the county communications trailer out there. We'll have tours of that. We have a booth set up out front with brochures and information about amateur radio. We talk to them about Skywarn, emergency service, and just ham radio in general, about getting your license and how to do that and all of those general things. So we have a good time there. It attracts a lot of people. Well over 1,000 people have come over the years each night, and I imagine we'll see what we have. I know a couple of years ago, last year, they didn't have any helicopters because of the rain. The year before that, we had Trooper 3 came in from the state police. We had the medical helicopter from St. Mary's, or the old St. Mary's, and we had a Chinook helicopter from the National Guard come in. So we'll wait and see what we get this year, what options are going to happen for this year. Kids really love the helicopters, and so do we. It was kind of neat to go through one of the big helicopters like that. So amazing what they've got. So that's what I've got. Set up at 5. It starts at 6, runs to about 9. If you can't help out, come on out and just take a look, see what's going on. It'll showcase a lot of different fire departments and rigs and things from police departments and that from around Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF, back to Matt.
Well, you
you have a good week, Ron, and I wished I could be there on Tuesday, but I have an appointment. Otherwise, I'd be there. Next up, Mike, KF8EDQ, 73 round.
Yes, very good. Thank you very again for doing the net tonight. I don't have anything else to say. Maybe I'll make it out to the National Night Out. I've got a pretty busy day that day. I actually had to take the afternoon off of work to get everything done. I've got a dentist appointment, and I've got my dog, Ducky. I'm taking her into the hospital so we can do orientation, so we can actually have like a home base at the My Michigan Hospital, so we can go in and volunteer our time there. So we're going to be going through orientation on Tuesday, and if I get done early enough, maybe I'll come out to that national night out there. But I'll say 73s for now. We'll talk to you, everyone, maybe tomorrow. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'll pass it back to Nat, 73.
Well, 73, Mike, have a good week, and thanks for what you do. 88 PAZ, Mini.
Oh, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDA-PAC, and we're not too much more. I got a guy coming tomorrow to mow my lawn. It's been 3 weeks tomorrow, so it needs to be mowed. So hopefully he gets it all done and trimmed and that, which he does a good job. So anyway, other than that, not anything going on this week. This is KDA-PAC back to KDA-PCQ.
You have a good week, Minnie, and stay cool. It's supposed to get warm again, so watch out for all that. N8KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Yeah, the rain doesn't look very likely this week, so I guess you get off the radio. Since I just got home a little bit ago, I'll go out to the garden and, well, go out and check what needs watering, put it that way, everything in the yard. But, the established plants are okay, but my wife's herb garden there, you know, I'm sure that needs watering, and the vegetable garden, I really cut down this year. I only got a fraction of what I normally have, just due to the fact for time, I didn't have a whole lot of time. So I'll go out and take a couple watering cans with me and just water what I got out there. I'm sure it needs it. I watered before I left on Friday, but not everything. But we'll go and take care of that. Thanks for doing that, Dave. Talk to Mochi tomorrow night. I'm back to that control, NAKAPR.
73, Bob, and try and keep stuff alive. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name.
KC8VLA, check me in and out, Dave.
Roger. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night in Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name. Any further comments or recheck?
Air quality alert.
Come back. Nothing heard. Closing comments and rechecks, nothing heard. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, KE8PC2. This net is now closed, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, KADAC, repeater Saginaw.